A report issued by the NCAA this week will cost Jim Calhoun, coach of the men's national basketball champion University of Connecticut Huskies, nearly $90,000. That's how much Calhoun was due to get in a bonus because the Huskies won the title. But it was contingent on the team's academic performance, and the NCAA found that lacking, which means the school's program is also going to take a financial hit because the Huskies' score of 893 out of 1,000 on the annual academic progress report was also well below the 925 cutoff point for avoiding a team penalty. And UConn wasn't the only high-profile athletic program to fall short. Libby Sander is a reporter for the Chronicle of Higher Education. Libby, first explain how this works, because I'm sure a lot of people still think that there's sort of a winking acceptance of college athletes floating through school as long as the team wins. But someone is keeping track. How does it work?
Well, yes, Robin, the NCAA does keep close track of how athletes perform in the classroom. And in this particular case, the academic progress rate, which is what they call this mechanism that they use to measure athletes' academic performance, it measures two things. It measures the retention of athletes, in other words, whether they stay in school, and also whether they remain academically eligible. So in UConn's case, if they had a couple of players, which they did, leave school without being academically eligible, then they would take a hit.
What are some of the other big-time college teams that didn't make the grade?
There weren't as many elite programs this year that scored below the cutoff as there were last year. Last year, if I recall correctly, there were about a dozen. This year, there were just a handful. In men's basketball, the penalized teams included Arkansas, Georgia Tech, LSU, and in football, University of Louisville and University of Maryland.
And does that reflect that schools have really started to, you know, buck up to meet these NCAA rules?
That's what NCAA officials like to believe, yes, that the academic progress rate has been absorbed by athletic departments. They consider it as a key academic management tool. They use it to pinpoint when athletes are having trouble in the classroom because it does provide, they say, a real-time snapshot of how athletes are faring in class, not just a retrospective glimpse like a graduation rate would provide.
And by the way, you mentioned men's programs. How do the women's programs fare?
Well, the women tend to do a lot better, and that has always been the case in the several years that the NCAA has been releasing this report. When you look at the programs that receive penalties, there are not nearly as many women's programs represented there.
Well, and what happens when programs are punished? What are the penalties?
There's a range of penalties. One of them would be reduced practice time. Another would be a reduction in scholarships. And the stiffest sanction would be a restriction on postseason competition. In other words, a one-year ban in participating in any postseason competition.
One notable finding that you say NCAA officials are sort of wrestling with, you quote the NCAA president, Mark Emmert, talking about his concern that some historically black colleges are among the low-scoring programs. Is that because they are also, you know, the colleges without the huge endowments unable to do the programs that some of the wealthier colleges are?
Certain athletic programs have more sophisticated academic support services than others do. Obviously, the schools with the bigger budgets have more to spend on such services and, you know, for tutors and study sessions, that kind of thing, than the schools with smaller budgets. And that has certainly been a criticism of this mechanism that the NCAA uses. I've spoken with people in the historically black colleges community who take issue with the academic progress rate. They feel that it is often an inaccurate measure of athletes' progress toward their degrees at those institutions because they feel like the athletes at those institutions are actually outperforming their peers and that the academic progress rate unfairly singles them out as not doing as well. And you're right, these are institutions that don't have the big budgets. They often serve a different population than some of the elite schools, and they wrestle with different issues.
Libby Sander, a reporter for the Chronicle of Higher Education. You can read her story about the NCAA's annual Academic Progress Report on college sports programs at hereandnow.org. Libby, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.